For the past 2 years, I have worked for a company that develops, owns, and operates solar projects. Given that, I have stayed away from discussing energy and climate issues in these commentaries to avoid any appearance of conflict. However, after the recent Merrimack Valley gas fires took the life of Leonel Rondon, injured dozens of others, left thousands without heat and hot water, and caused millions of damage, I felt compelled to write. So let me start with this disclaimer. If my company never built another project in Massachusetts, I would still believe the following. Massachusetts has been among the leading states on addressing climate change. Thanks to the leadership of Governor Patrick and a broad, supportive coalition, Massachusetts broke free of the tired old debate that pitted protecting the environment against growing the economy. We led and still lead the nation in energy efficiency. We have seen solar energy grow 800 times since 2007, and it's poised to double again in the coming years. We launched a revolution in energy storage and offshore wind. We have led the nation, but being better than bad isn't good enough. Our goal is and must remain to solve the problem. We have done a great deal to reduce our impact on climate, and in the course created tens of thousands of jobs across the state. Oftentimes in the state Senate, while debating climate change and energy policy, I found myself on the defensive when proposing a change to promote clean energy, efficiency, and conservation. The Merrimack Valley gas fires are a reminder that what we should really be asking ourselves is how do we justify the present? Knowing what we know about climate change, given the positive economic benefits we have seen from supporting clean energy, and given the threat that comes from relying on an old fossil fuel infrastructure with little oversight and companies with less incentive to invest in maintenance, how do we justify not doing more? How do we justify a response to the problem that doesn't recognize the magnitude of what is in front of us? The honest answer is we take comfort in doing a little better than others who are doing even less or nothing at all. As long as that is the least common denominator we revert to, the risk for more Merrimack Valley gas fires will remain. The hopeful alternative is that our policymakers recognize that the public is supportive of the bold steps needed to ensure a clean break from the past. Every time Massachusetts has set a goal or benchmark in efficiency, solar production, the cost of offshore wind, or other climate targets, we have blown past it. The technology is there. The public support is there. All of the pieces are there for Massachusetts to not just lead the way to a better tomorrow, but to get there today. The Merrimack Valley gas fires were not an accident. They were the result of a dangerous over-reliance on fossil fuels and a dismissal of their true costs. Costs that far outweigh the costs of an immediate transition to a clean energy future. We can have that safer, more secure future today. All that is missing is leadership.